Hello, my name is Max Mosier from the Infinity Bros podcast, and this is your daily nerd Devo. There's a text in Matthew 20 of a parable that Jesus tells these Galileans, farmers, small business owners, Jews and Gentiles, talking about workers. An owner of a vineyard requests work at the top of the day from some workers, claiming he'll give them a denarius. They agree to the work, and they go to the fields. And throughout the day, from the third to the sixth to the ninth and the 11th hour, the owner pulls in more individuals to work. At the end of the parable, he gives everyone the same wage, and he starts with the workers that he picked last. This infuriates the original workers, and this creates an interesting tension that I want to read in Matthew 20, verse 13. He replied to one of them, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? So the last will be first, and the first will be last." How often we as people assume that grace and generosity is mandatory. Unmerited grace, we feel at times, belongs to us. Yet God rewards his servants according to his grace, his justice, his mercy. I read an author say one time that those who treat grace as an obligation are destined to death. Sure, the 12-hour workday was typical then, and it probably is typical now. But how often we think that our work, is the reason that we have made it this far. Wherever you're listening today, know that it doesn't matter how many experience points you rack up. It doesn't matter how many levels you grow. Doesn't matter how much money you make. You're a sinner. My challenge to you today is don't believe that grace is merited off of your works. Remember that the gospel is not parallel to our world. In our world, the first always take first. But in the gospel, first will be last. So ask yourself, where are you serving today? Where are you stepping in? And regardless of the outcome, regardless of how it affects you, where are you willing to serve for his kingdom? For even as the Son of Man came not to be served, he came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. That comes from the same chapter in verse 27. My hope today is that you hear this and you know that the reason that you have such a delight in your heart and Lord is because of his grace. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Max Mosier from the Infinity Bros podcast. And for the Daily Nerd Devo, until next time, we love you 3000. See ya. Bye.